What would you say to kind of what seems to be the standard ICANN argument about limits on its own authorities, this argument being that what ultimately limits ICANN's ability to take decisions is the ever-present threat that large parts of the internet community or, you know, nations themselves could just remove support from ICANN and, you know, develop their own domain name systems. And that's really what keeps them from moving to this big brother state of the world.
There is only one nation in the world right now that has that sort of power on the internet, that has the sheer number of users, and that's the United States. If you pull out the United States, frankly, the internet collapses. Because most of the servers, the root servers are here, 70 to 80% of the web pages and the web users are here. So essentially what ICANN is saying, that the only government that has the power to stop them is the United States. Which in a way is kind of disturbing to me. But it is possible that a country can cut itself off, but unless it has that huge of a population, that huge percentage, then it's going to be ineffectual. For example, if, say, Spain, for lack of a better idea, Spain decides that it doesn't like the way the internet is, ICANN is conducting the internet, what are they going to do? Create their own domain name system? Take themselves out of ICANN?
Right.
Because in order to be recognized by the internet, they have to have their IP addresses listed on root server A, is my understanding. And Network Solutions has control of that, but it is contractually obligated only to recognize those servers on root server A that ICANN tells it to. And if ICANN tells it to pull Spain, it pulls Spain. As a consequence, all Spanish web pages are invisible to the rest of the internet. Which essentially means that if you are a Spanish-based business trying to make a go of exporting over the internet, you have no business anymore, because 99% of the world can't see you.
Right.
So essentially that would, the only people that would actually hurt are the Spaniards.
Right.
But if you pulled out the United States, all of a sudden everything else goes down.